wake up in the morning.
Coffee, breakfast, and today's hits.
In the morning.
It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
All right, we're back for more full moon readings. Real quick, just want to check our Magic 104 forecast. Today's going to be sunny, high of 22. Possible wind chill as low as 7 below. Tonight's going to be clear with a low of 0 degrees. And then for tomorrow, your Wednesday, mostly sunny during the day. Snow mainly in the evening. High of 28, low of 20, with a wind chill as low as 1 below. Snow accumulation, 2 to 4 inches. Right now, it's sunny, 9 degrees here at Settlers Green. Outlet Village, 5 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. Here we are with Sarah Moore, Psychic Medium. This is all brought to you by North Conway Premier, by the way. Make sure you check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. We thank them so much for representing this great segment. I do want to mention real quick, and I said I would do it later, but I wanted to do it because it's fresh in my mind. Barbara from Center Conway texted in. She just wanted to share with you. I guess a little while ago you met with her. She was about a week before going off for her mother's funeral service, and she had to deliver a eulogy.
Yep.
She said you may or may not remember her, but you were spot on with your reading,
and
she
I
thanks you
that.
So much for
I
that.
I think I remember that because I think her mother dictated her eulogy, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, when my mom died, that's kind of how I got into all of this. Because my mom always knew what we were doing when we shouldn't have been doing something. So
was she the first one to kind of cross over and contact you?
My mother? No, my mother was the one that always busted me and got me in trouble.
Okay.
I didn't get myself in trouble, but my mom always knew what I was doing. So I read a Sylvia Brown book, The Other Side and Back, all about death and dying.
Mm-hmm.
So when my mom died, I just finished reading it, opened up my journal to write that my mom just died. She was hit by a car, so it was sudden. And I opened it up, and I had written, "We never really die." So my mother, like, handed me the golden key to this career right before she passed.
Wow, very
which is
cool.
Pretty awesome because I appreciate it and I love doing this.
And you can learn more about Sarah and her story and everything that she's capable of at enlightenedhorizons.com. Lots of people texting in.
Okay,
I'm sure
I'm
they're
ready.
Just yelling at their radios at this point. So this one is from Lisa from North Conway. She texted in. She says that she's been seeing lots of three-digit numbers constantly.
Yeah.
She wants to know if somebody's trying to tell her something. Also, she's had three incidents of some fire in her home in the last month, wondering if anything's going on with fire.
I'm actually getting you need playfulness. I'm not a numerologist, but I've had my friend Raji Simpson do it for me. And I had a lot of threes, which were all you need to be silly. It's like that playful part. Eight is completion. Three to me is half of that. And you're not dead. Just enjoy your life. Like play. And the fire, I literally get like, get out of the house, get out of your head, go do something you enjoy. The fire wasn't meant for you to never leave your house again to make sure you can extinguish any fires. But it's like, go out, do something.
Interesting. That's kind of an interesting way to look at
it. Yeah, I'm actually, as I'm saying it, I'm like, well, that's not what I thought I'd say.
Right.
But I really get you need some playfulness in your life. Stop being so serious.
All right. That one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. Joe from North Conway texted in. She says, how do you feel things are going with the book that she's working on?
Oh, my gosh. I just got so excited. It's so funny. I literally see you practicing your signature for when you do a book signing. I feel like rough draft, everything is already done. Like, you just need a cover and you need to figure out who you want to dedicate it to because I don't think you have that part figured out. Go for it.
Wow.
Dedicate it to the younger you who didn't know what she was worthy of.
Awesome. Okay, there you go. Joe from North Conway. We have to keep that name in
our
minds.
I want to go to your book signing. Put it on my Facebook page when you get it.
Michelle from Madison has texted in and wondering if there's any messages about her love life.
I just got bleh. Like, I don't think you're with anybody right now, and I kind of get you're enough disgruntled that you don't want to. I don't know if you're an online dating and you were like, oh God, this is terrible. I think you should go au naturel, sort of just go out and do the things that you enjoy meeting so that you meet somebody with like-minded views or activities. So if you like snowshoeing, just go snowshoe and go on, like, go in Whitaker Woods and see who you meet on the regular is what I just heard. Not my way of speaking, but see who just pops up. And pay attention to the people that keep reappearing in your life.
Okay,
right now, cool. I get blah. I don't want to date blah. But I think you really do, and I think it's completely possible.
All right, Michelle from Madison, thanks for texting in at 603-356-9145. We have Marie here from Center Conway. She says her dog, it's D.I., it's either D or Die, I would assume, has been feeling really well. She's an English setter with white and black spots. Anything from her?
I just feel stuff way down deep in my lower bowels. My belly feels okay. My physical body, my left shoulder feels a little bit sore. I feel like I have sort of the creaky, not aches and pains, but every now and then I get a hitch and my giddy up. But my lower bowel, I just feel like when I'm evacuating, I'm not, like when I'm pooping, fancy words, evacuating.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm evacuating, I'm just not getting all of it. And I just don't have the muscle strength to push it all out. So I would talk to a vet and see what they would recommend.
All right, Marie from Center Conway. Lisa from Sandwich texted in. She's wondering if she should go to Ukraine and walk the Camino or play it safe in
the
UK.
Walk. Go for it. And I have goosebumps. There's somebody who's like your shining star. I'm seeing like the three wise men in the Christmas story there with the whole Jesus thing. There's something spiritual that's going to happen to you when you do that. It's an awakening. Go for it.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, go have fun. Marie, texting in from Berlin. Her dog, Oliver, throws up the minute he gets into the car. Then he gets very cranky. All of a sudden, will just get up and growl. Is there something going on with that?
Yeah, the minute I get in the car, I have like a weird cramping feeling in my... sort of like just off center near my breastbone, more to the left than the right. And I feel like I know I'm going to puke. I'm going to get it out of the way. I'm trying to puke before I get and I have to sit in it. And then I'm hungry and I'm grumpy. And where are we going? I don't need to go anywhere. I like our house. Why are you making me go there? Blah, blah, blah. This is a dog like, I don't need to go to work with you. I like our house. Like, why would you change that? You wouldn't leave your house if you didn't have to. But I do get a really weird feeling at the base of my esophagus, sort of just off center to the left of my chest. So, again, I'm not a vet. I don't diagnose. And I know nothing about what I'm saying when it's medical stuff, but you might want to just ask them if that has any, if there's any correlation there.
Wonderful. Jerry from Glenn has texted in, wondering if they're still on target about selling their house in April. Jerry from Glenn.
I actually think you could do it a little sooner if you wanted to. The limiting thing is, well, where are we going to go? But I think you, like, I get end of March, like, I'm seeing March 24th. So I think you could go a little earlier.
All right, that one goes out to Jerry.
Figure out
from
where
Glenn.
You want to go from there, though. I don't think you have it really dialed in.
Okay. Ailsa has texted in from West Ossipee, and it's her deceased husband is wondering. Oh, there's a lot going on here with this one.
Zoe Welcome is to my job.
Yeah, right. I was like, oh my goodness. Is my dog Zoe mad at me when I leave the house, or what can I do to make it easier when I leave for her? Her dog Zoe.
No, I actually feel really good with that. I feel like it gives you the look like, are you just going to go? It's kind of like me with my son, like, oh, I love you. Okay, bye. Oh, goodbye. He's like, just go. Like, just go.
All right. Very
Rip the Band-Aid off.
All right. That one goes out to Ailsa. I'm sorry about the confusion there. That's good. Shauna from Madison texted in. This one I can read. This one's, we have a cat named Bandit who is having litter box issues. Is she feeling okay? Is she just being kind of ornery? What's
I'm
going on?
I'm feeling okay. I just don't like the feel of the stuff in my feet. I don't know if you have like the world's best litter, which is more like a corn-based thing. I feel like I need more of a sandy-based thing. This is a cat that if you had a litter box outside, I'm trying to say sandbox, and the cat is calling it a litter box. I would rather have a sandier feel.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. Thank you, everybody, texting in. We do have a few more. We got Beth from Jefferson texting in. We got Chris from North Conway, a few others as well. Keep them coming. 603-356-9145. We'll be back on Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.